Blog Talk Radio.
Give us your spirit, Lord,
Without your spirit, we can do nothing. May we receive help from you every day. And we pray this in the mighty precious name of Jesus Christ. Amen. Is there a static? Can you hear me all right? All right. Okay, let's play some music here.
Under the mountain I came, searching for the dark. I could not help myself. Oh, gatekeeper, why does the brightest star shine here and nowhere else? This beauty I've never known before. Drums crash, gates rising. My soul dances like fire. With stained glass we tried, but even Michelangelo could not describe this ceiling above me. Where angels cry, hallelujah, hallelujah, welcome home. Yes, I was home. So gatekeeper laughing at me, bring your keys, let's go. Made it worse than before. I am mine.
enjoy the praise and worship. Okay? Let's get into the message. It's called Strength and Joy. As children of the Most High God, we are to be marked by contagious, unceasing joy. Through the Holy Spirit, we have access to an unending supply of joy that comes from the wellspring of a restored relationship with our Heavenly Father. So God longs to fill us with His joy that we might live the abundant life Jesus died to give us. He longs to make us children fashioned in the image of our Father, that we might share His unending joy to a world without hope. May you discover the greater portion of joy available to you through the Spirit as you encounter the heart of your Father this week. The strength that comes from joy of a restored relationship with our Heavenly Father is unlike any other strength we can find in ourselves. The joy of the Lord is unceasing, unwavering, and powerful. It comes from a place of eternal peace with God rather than external, fleeting circumstances, and it is wholly available to us through the sacrifice of Jesus Christ our Lord. So may we be people marked by the joy of our Heavenly Father as we allow God to come in and fill our lives with His powerful presence today. Nehemiah 8 gives revelation on God's desire to establish joy at the foundation of following Him. In Nehemiah 8, the nation of Israel had just rebuilt the walls around Jerusalem, and we're learning again what it is to live in obedience to the Word of God. As Ezra opens God's Word, the people fall on their faces in mourning and shame for their disobedience. And in response to their tears, Nehemiah proclaims to God's people, "Eat the fat and drink sweet wine, and send portions to anyone who has nothing ready for this day is holy to our Lord. And do not be grieved, for the joy of the Lord is your strength." God desires for joy to be at the foundation of a relationship with Him. He longs for us to be people marked by the joy that can only come from a restored relationship with our Creator. His joy is to be our strength. The true picture of strength in the earth is total joy that comes from dependence on our Heavenly Father. Psalm chapter 16, verse 8 through 11 says, "I have set the Lord always before me, because He is at my right hand. I shall not be shaken. Therefore my heart is glad and my whole being rejoices. My flesh also dwells secure. For You will not abandon my soul to Sheol, or let Your Holy One see corruption. You make known to me the path of life. In Your presence there is fullness of joy. At Your right hand are pleasures forevermore." It is only in utter dependence that the Lord can fully work in and through us. It's only in setting Him always before us that we will be fully strengthened by the joy that comes from the relationship with Him. And it's only continually seeking His presence that we will discover the fullness of joy and pleasure meant to be our portion as His children. So God wants to be your strength today. He wants to root and ground you in His unshakable joy. He longs to guide you to the still waters and do mighty work in your heart to increase your capacity for His joy. Proverbs chapter 17, verse 22 says, "A joyful heart is good medicine, but a crushed spirit dries up the bones." So may you discover the powerful medicine of joy today as you enter a time of guided prayer. Meditate on the strength that comes from joy alone. Allow Scripture to fill you with desire to have more of joy available to you in God. Romans chapter 14, verse 17, "For the kingdom of God is not a matter of eating and drinking, but the righteousness and peace of joy in the Holy Spirit." What care, thought, or burden is keeping you from the fullness of joy today? What area of your life do you need to surrender in order to live in total dependence on your Heavenly Father? Where is God wanting to fill you with His abundant joy today? So, surrender every area of your life to the capable hands of God and enter into the joy that comes from dependent relationship with your Creator. Rest in His peaceful presence and allow Him to fill you with joy overflowing. Ask Him to guide you into a more joyful life and to free you from whatever bonds that will keep you from experiencing all he has for you. Psalm chapter 28, verse 7, the Lord is my strength and my shield, and him my heart trusts. I am helped, my hurt exalts, and with my song I give thanks to him. Isaiah chapter 55, verse 12, for you shall go out in joy and be led forth in peace, the mountains and the hills, before you shall break forth into singing, and all trees of the field shall clap their hands. So may Paul's prayer to the Colossians be your pursuit today as you seek to live the fullness of life Jesus died to give you. Colossians chapter 1, verse 11, may you be strengthened with all power according to his glorious might for all endurance and patience with joy. I highly suggest that you read Nehemiah chapter 8. It'll bring this devotional more into life for you. Amen. Now let us get into the most important question of the evening, and that is, do you know the Lord Jesus Christ to be your personal Lord and Savior? If you do not, that's okay, because you will get a chance to in just a moment. But let me ask you, are you tired traveling down this long, dusty road of never knowing where to go, which way is up or down? Or maybe you lack purpose in life. Or maybe you're suffering from depression or anxiety. Or maybe you suffer from something much worse, such as an addiction to alcohol or drugs, sexual immorality, okay, overeating, gambling. Whatever the problem may be, the Lord can take it away. But in order for him to do so, he has got to know you. So do you want to get to know the Lord Jesus Christ? If so, simply say this prayer after me. Say, Lord Jesus, for too long, I have kept you out of my life. I know that I'm a sinner and that I cannot save myself. No longer will I close the door when I hear you knocking upon it. By faith, I gratefully receive your gift of salvation. I am so ready to trust you as my Lord and Savior. So I want to say thank you, Lord Jesus, for coming to earth. I believe you are the Son of God who died on the cross at Calvary for my sins and rose from the dead on the third day. So once again, I want to thank you for bearing my sins and giving me the precious gift of eternal life. I believe your words are true, so please come into my heart, Lord Jesus, and be my Savior tonight. And we pray this in the mighty precious name of Jesus Christ. Amen. Well, if you said this prayer, we here at God's Rainbow Ministries want to welcome you into the family of God. And we want to say, may the Lord bless you and may he keep you highly favored. Amen. Well, if you said this prayer, we would like you to call in to area code 657-383-1487. That's right. Call area code 657-383-1487 and push the 1 key. When you push the 1 key, you'll come on live and you can tell us that you accepted the Lord Jesus Christ to be your personal Lord and Savior. Amen. Okay. Well, since we've got nobody that's pressed the 1 key, okay, to come on live, okay, let's play some music.
This is where the walls gave way. This is Demolition Day. All the debris and all its dust, what is left of what was lost, sorting through what goes and what should. Every stone I laid for you, as if you had asked me to. Monument to holy things, empty talk and circling, isn't that what we're supposed to?
Oh, truly understand what people may say. They believe to think how we think.
Well, I hope you liked those songs. They were great, weren't they? Amen. All right. Well, anyway. There's still no callers, okay, no, I didn't have Joe Gibson on the line. He didn't call. Yeah, I know. It was great, huh? All right. Well, let's get into the prophetic word for today. The Bible says today the outlook is not bleak. The enemy is confronting you with your past and assailing you with hopelessness and despair. I say to you that nothing shall separate you from my love and nothing shall separate you from my outcome that I have promised. Every promise in my word is yes and amen in your life because you know you are called according to my purpose. What man threatens is of no relevance. What circumstance says is a lie. What others think from their unbelieving perspective has no bearing on what happens next in your life. I am the God of the impossible. What man cannot do and what you cannot change is nothing to me. Forget all the conditions and circumstances that seem to weigh so heavily against you. What I have promised will surely be your portion. As you relinquish the outcome and anchor your hope in my word, then you will never be ashamed or to come to failure. Continue walking in my love. Let the love thing be your first response to every disappointment and every challenge. Refuse to allow resentment to enter into your emotions. Reject all bitterness and self-hatred. You are accepted in the beloved. You are an apple of my eye. My watch care over you is unfailing and constant at all times. Purpose to press into the righteousness, peace, and joy that is in my kingdom. I will bring you to the place where everything you say and do becomes effective as I said it or did it. Let my peace act as an empire in your heart, so settling with finality every controversy, every expectation, says God. You will not be brought to shame because you dared to hope and dared to believe for better things. I am the God of renewed opportunity even where failure has dominated before. This is your hour. This is your time. Fear not, but believe only, and you will see the travail of your soul and be satisfied. Amen. Well, this goes out to those who need it, and you know who you are. Amen. Like I said, we've got no callers. Let's press the one key. Okay, so, okay. Well, I want to put Ferrara on. Okay, Mike. Okay, but he doesn't want to come on. Hey, Tony. Let me see. Hold on.
Come in and say hi, guys.
Okay. He's doing something. Oh, okay, we got a caller. Let's take a caller. Oh, okay. 111, you're on the air.
Hello. Kenny.
How you doing, Pastor Kent?
I am blessed and highly favored, my son. How are you doing?
I've been great, thanks. So, what have you been doing lately?
I have been spreading the gospel, the word. I have been preaching. I have been doing Abba's work. That's what I have been doing. I do the do. I am like a Reebok. I just do it. That's what I do, Kitty. What have you been doing?
The same. The same.
You know that I have made amends with my flock member sheep, Johnny Featherlong. I am no longer going to behead him.
Okay.
Is he still part of your army, Kenny?
He's not. He's never been part of my army. I don't have an army.
Well, I don't know whether I should congratulate you or whether I should feel sorry for you. Because, you know, the mask COVID mandate is no longer in strike force in Texas. Did you know this, Kenny?
No.
You see, your Republic governor canceled it. And he said that business is open and that no more masks need to be worn, no matter who you are, what sex, what religion, what race, what color, what gender, what sexual gentrification. It doesn't matter. You don't have to wear a mask anymore. It is open. I thought you and Tony followed politics.
Well, we know that the governor opened the state. Okay, we know that.
Would you say it's 100% open like Tony's anus? That's a joke.
Hey, no need for that.
I know. That's why I said joke. I should say LOL next time, right?
Yes.
Next time I will say it. LOL.
Okay.
Like AOL. So, Kenny, I don't know if you know this, but you know, Son of a Gid has called me and asked me for some advice and some direction. And not only Son of a Gib, but Son of a Jay and Doug, they've all called me. And they called my hotline and they have asked me for help. And I have helped them. I don't know if you know this, but Son of a Gib is no longer with that hot piece of ace, Bridget Pruitt. Did you know this, Kenny?
No, I didn't know that.
Well, it turns out that they took the kids away from him because he started drinking again and he was planning stuff at the Capitol and he was teaching his son Noah how to poop in a washer dryer and clean his anus with dryer sheets. And that is not a good father in my book. But I told him he was wrong in his ways, and he has accepted it.
Well, that sounds terrible.
You know, the funny thing about Son of a Jay and people from Georgia is that they all act like they've never seen a white person before. Jaws all on like the floor, like Pam and Tommy just burst in the door. And, you know, and started whooping her ass worse than before. They were divorced, throwing her over furniture. It's the return of the... Well, wait, no way, you're kidding. He didn't just say that. What I think he did he? And
I don't know.
Dr. Dredd, well, anyway, Kenny, what have you been up to? How is young Victor doing? Kenny?
Yes, Pastor Ken.
Is everything okay over there?
Yes, everything is okay here. Everything okay by you?
Well, if by okay you mean swimming in poon, then yes, it is okay.
Well, that's great.
You know, I am very, very safe, Kenny. With all the poon I have, I wear a Jimmy hat and a Jimmy mask. Do you wear a mask during intercourse, Kenny, to protect from the COVID?
No, no. Because I only do it with one person.
Wait. You only do it with Victor and who else?
No, I don't do anything with Victor.
Why wouldn't you? He is a young piece of ass, and you like men. And he is 16.
No, he's not. He's not 16. He's not 17. He's not 18. He's not 19. He's 62.
6 plus 2 is 8, Kenny. That is too young for me or for you.
62. Not 6 plus 2. He's 62 years old.
6 times 2 is 12, Kenny. That is still too young.
No. Not 6 times 2. Not 6 plus 2. Not 6 minus 2. Okay? He's 62 years old.
So, Kenny, I heard to the vine grape that you would not take $10,000 to give Johnny Featherlong a BJ. I heard that from my sources. From my sources. Kenny, is it true?
That's right.
Kenny, don't you have bills to pay?
Yes, and I pay them.
Kenny, do you know, I wanted to ask you, okay, so you would not give Johnny Featherlong a BJ. What about Tommy Monaghan or Majima or Tama Gachitida?
Nobody.
Mata?
No, nobody.
What? What about Sparkles? Or
no.
Matt Dante? Or Insane Energy? Or Internet
no.
Friend?
Nobody.
Or Ashley? Does Ferrari not need money?
No.
Doesn't Ferrari need money? for his transgender shows?
No.
Did you hear what's happened to Tony Gagardo?
No, what happened?
He is no longer going to be on the airwaves.
Why is that?
I don't know. I am still finding out. But once I find out, I will let you know.
But okay,
rumor
that's
has
great.
It. Rumor, Kenny, rumor has it that he posted something about people betraying him. But I don't know who it was. I'm not sure, but I will find out. You can mark my words, Kitty. I will find out. And once I find out, I will let you know.
Okay. Sounds good.
What about Oki from Appalachia? Would you give him a BJ?
No.
What about
Nobody.
Mad Mark?
Nobody.
Not even Mad Mark?
Not even Mad Mark.
What about Cobra Jeff?
Nope, nobody.
What about Tony Farrar?
Why, him, yes.
Does he have a bigger penis than you, Kenny?
No.
He does not have one. How is he missing a penis?
Say what?
I said, wow. Why do you say Tony Farrar is missing a penis?
I didn't say that.
Did you betray Tony Gaga, Kenny?
No, I didn't betray anybody.
Would you give Tony Gaga a blowjob to save his life, Kenny?
No.
Then you would rather watch Tony Gaga die, Kenny?
Well, that doesn't mean no. Okay, I just wouldn't do it.
I thought I heard you sing on Tony Gaga's show. He played your music. I heard you, and now you betray him, Kenny. When is your CD coming out? You have a music CD that they budded on Tony Gaga's show, Kenny. Kenny.
Huh?
I heard you singing on Tony Gaga, Kenny.
That wasn't me, actually. That was somebody else.
That was not you? It was Ashley, you said?
No, it was someone else. I don't know who it was, but it was somebody impersonating me.
The singer said, okay, okay, okay. So, okay, it was you, Kenny. It was you. Okay, Kenny?
No, it wasn't me.
But you say okay, and that proves it. Kenny, why did you betray Tony? Kenny, are you choking your chicken?
No.
Kenny?
No.
Are you choking your chicken and typing at the same time, Kenny?
No, I was typing, but I'm not choking my chicken.
Who are you typing to, Kenny?
Matt Moore.
How are you talking to Matt Mark? Is he listening to the show, Kenny?
Yes, he's listening to the show.
You tell Matt Mark that you would not suck his penis for $10,000 to save his life, Kenny?
Lord, even I think this is sad. Hi, y'all. What are you up to? Yes, Kenny, I agree with them. I'm so tired of listening to you type. All you hear is beep, 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 beep on the ear. It's terrible.
Is it really?
Mm-hmm. It's loud and it's annoying.
Oh, wow.
Not as annoying
as
this.
Well, I have one last prayer request.
What
can
is that?
Can you pray for Grover? And can you pray for Grover? Tony Gaga said Grover lost his leg in frozen weather. And
yeah, I
true.
Heard a dog. I heard a dog chewed it off behind a VA hospital or something. That was very sad. I pray for the dog.
Right. And I'm sure the dog would pray for you too, Tony.
I know. I'm sure he does. The dog deserves our prayers. Grover deserves our prayers. The snow deserves our prayers. Tony Farrar, tell us a story from your past. I was born. How was that?
Tony asks, do you hate the homeless Negro?
What homeless? What?
Grover's homeless.
Oh, well, yeah. No, he's not. Last time he called, he was in Australia. So, for a homeless person, he gets around because he was at the march in Washington. He was at the Capitol. He was down in Florida for their convention. So for a homeless person, he travels quite a bit with one leg. So he's doing all right.
Do you know Grover's middle name is now Eileen?
Do what?
Grover's middle name is Eileen.
What happened after you were born? The nurses probably took me to a sink and cleaned me off because I was probably covered with all sorts of afterbirth and whatnot since I was natural. Yeah, it was probably, that's probably what happened after I was born.
Kenny, is it true when homosexuals are born, they come out their mother's anus? That's how you know they're gay?
No,
gays
see,
and blacks.
No, that's not what happens. It doesn't happen
gays
that way.
Blacks.
You have everything all messed up. You're not actually born gay. What happens is, at some point in your life, you sneeze, and somebody doesn't say God bless you, and the gay devil gets in. And it's over after that, because once he's in, he's in.
It's called an asshole birth.
You don't have any other callers?
No.
Well, the way they were being in that room, you just warned there were 101 callers on the line.
No.
And you were missing
that's
everybody, and everybody wanted to talk to me and get on the line for Rar, and we're going to call, and ain't a near person calling. I'm stuck with this fool.
I'm calling, and I represent my flock, and I represent the flock, where I am their pasture.
You represent a flock of who?
Flock.
I love a flock of seagulls.
We got another caller, Pastor Ken. Hold on.
Oh, yeah, hold on.
Take the caller.
Oh, we'll find out.
My leg.
Okay, it was nobody.
Well, that was fun. If you're not Mexican or Cuban, what are you? I'm human.
You sound like a pork chop.
What? You eat pork chops?
I said, you sound like a pork chop.
You want to eat me because I'm a pork chop? That's not nice. Aren't you supposed to be a man of the Lord or something? Talking about wanting my pork chop. Nasty.
A pork chop is a Portuguese.
I know. A pork chop is another
word
for a penis. Pork chop is
Canada.
Another word. I know what
in
you're talking
Canada,
about, nasty. Talking
we
about
call
you,
you
my...
people pork chops.
You are vulgar. Let's change the subject.
I
no more
voted.
Talking about my chops.
Okay.
Okay, we got another
Why?
Caller.
Uh-oh, we got another caller.
Why are you molesting Victor?
No, we don't. We don't have another caller. Okay, it's your brother.
Oh, Lord, there's
he is
two
a
of
good
them.
Man.
Gavin Moorhead, Brazilian. Oh, I had a Brazilian one time. Ooh, I don't suggest it. It will leave you raw for a day or two. It ain't right. Yeah, fat. See, that
is
ain't
that
right.
Who gave you the COVID and the AIDS virus, Tony? A Brazilian wax?
What? You want to get a Brazilian wax, too? You can find one in your town, I'm sure. Look it up. A lot
you
of beauty schools do it.
That a Brazilian gave you the HIV. Did a Brazilian give you the HIV?
The HIV? What
the
HIV?
HIV. HIV. The
AIDS. What? I can't hear you. You want to buy an SUV? What did you say?
I wanted to know that if your sister, Sylvia Fiavora, died of AIDS, too.
What? I still don't understand you. I think I'm going to have to hang up on you. How about that? Now we're going to have no
the
callers to find ourselves with.
Oh, we got one.
But, you know, it's probably going to
be
banjo, 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 banjo. Where's my banjo? Where's my banjo?
Your banjo's with you in Australia. Well, that was fun, I guess. See, they asked me to come on. I come on, and nobody calls in. Matt Mark's swearing in the same Matt Mark. If I had my own phone, my own show, would nobody call in? For this, I think Kenny should play a song. What do you think?
Yeah, I could play a song.
Yeah, play a song.
Yeah.
It's not like they need a song. Oh, yes, this one.
Come tumbling down, and I never knew just why.
Okay. Well, I'm going to say good night, everybody. God bless you. May you have a blessed night. And until we meet again on Thursday night, okay?